All right. As you can see, we're doing a sound check, and we'll be done with this real soon in about 10 minutes or so, and we'll start the program. We certainly apologize for the inconvenience that it is a little delayed, but you know what? We have a lot of fine entertainment this evening, and you're not going to miss a bit. We're going to be running a little late this evening. It'll be a nice, beautiful evening here in North Florida for everyone. I'd like to encourage everyone to please go out and get yourself something to eat if you still have time. Go visit the crafters over here, beautiful crafters, Florida crafters, and not only look at their items, but actually talk to them and try to learn these crafts. This is one of the components of the Florida Folk Festival. How many people are here with their families? Raise their hand. How many people with their families?
All three, right there.
Look around, ladies and gentlemen. This is a family event, and this is all of our responsibility, every one of us here. It's all of our responsibility to continue these ways of the Florida folk traditions in both music and song and dance and crafts in so many ways in storytelling. So let's give everybody a great big hand for continuing these ways. Give yourself a great big hand, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much. We've been very blessed. The Lord has indeed blessed us this evening with beautiful, beautiful weather. Actually, the whole entire weekend. And we certainly appreciate y'all being here. So have a great evening, and we'll be right back.
Thank y'all. How you doing? Y'all ready to get this show on the road? You have just witnessed the longest preparation for any folk festival in 54 years, I do believe, but I think it's going to be worth it because we've got a fantastic show lined up for you tonight. We do have a few little housekeeping things that we do need to get taken care of right to start with. If you're sitting in an aisle, we do need you to please clear those aisles, and if you can move out into the other areas, the aisles are marked off. There's got some lime stripes or something painted on the grass there. We have to have these aisles open so that we can get emergency personnel in case anyone were to need an ambulance or something like that. So please, if you're in an aisle, please make room so that we can get access down through the stage area. Also, please no smoking in the concert area. If you need to smoke, please go up to the top of the hill. And there's lots of coffee and cold drinks and all sorts of good things to eat up there, so you can go up there and get a cup of coffee for that cigarette if you just have to have one. And so those are about most of the housekeeping things, I think. We're going to be a little behind tonight, as you've already figured out, so we're going to go ahead and bring out some folks. The first thing we wanted to do is to honor some people here tonight, the Florida Folklife Program, which is administered through the Department of State. Every year is in charge of the Florida Folklife Awards, and we've got a representative from the Department of State here tonight to present some award winners to you, and he's no stranger to this festival either. Y'all make him welcome, Mr. Bob Stone.
Thanks, Wayne. It's really good to be here, and especially to make a very brief presentation about our Florida Folk Heritage Award recipients. Just to condense it, our Florida Folk Heritage Awards are basically lifetime achievement awards. Wayne's very modest. He got one last year for his advocacy and his fiddling. But we have four recipients this year. Two of them cannot be here. One is in very dire health circumstances, and the other one couldn't make it. First, we have Aida Echegoyen. She's from the Orlando area, and she does Puerto Rican bobbin lace and has been doing that for about 20 years in Florida, and we wanted to mention her. Aida Echegoyen. And next, we have Wayne and Marty Scott. Now, you've probably seen Aida here at the festival, but Wayne and Marty Scott, I don't know if they've ever made it, but they make clown shoes. As you may know, Florida, especially over around Sarasota, is known for its circus people and circus traditions. And they were actually circus clowns for years and retired and started making clown shoes, and they have a national reputation for that. Yeah, but Marty is in very serious health right now, so they couldn't make it. And now to get down to the two that are here. Lillian Louie, who I'm sure that most of you have seen several times, and will actually be, she's known for her storytelling. She'll actually be doing a Haitian Foodways demonstration tomorrow at the Folklife stage, which is right up the top of the hill and to the left. And I think she's on at 11:30, something like that, tomorrow morning. She's a Haitian storyteller. She has a book published called When Night Falls, Crick Crack, Hawaiian Folktale, excuse me, Haitian Folktales. we have a very large, we have now, Florida now has the largest Haitian community outside of Haiti. It used to be New York, now it's Florida. We have estimated over 300,000 Haitians, mostly living in Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach County. So if Lillian will come out, I want to say a word here. Let me say, and her Florida Folk Heritage Award is for significant contributions to our cultural heritage through her outstanding efforts in the performance and preservation of traditional Haitian folktales. Lillian Louie.
I'd like to thank the people who make this happen for me. It was Dr. Tina Bukavalas Curran who discovered me many years ago, about 22 years ago. She found out I was a storyteller and then a good cook. And throughout the years, many people at the Florida Folk Festival encouraged me to become a better storyteller, like people like Bob. And finally, I wrote a book about in 1999, and I'm writing more, and I wrote another little children book, which called Zenga. And I have to tell thank you to the Florida Folk Festival, and thank you to you, the audience, who keep on coming years after year, and you come to listen to me. Sometimes some people come specially to listen to me when they know I will be at the auditorium telling stories. So I must tell you thank you also. And tomorrow afternoon, I will be at the auditorium at 3:30. But in the morning, I will be demonstrating some Haitian cooking. Thank you again.
Thank you. Yeah, she'll be up in the Folklife area from 11:30 to 12, doing Haitian Foodways demonstration. Our next Heritage Award recipient is Michael Berg, who comes from five generations of duck decoy carvers. He lives in Tallahassee, and he carves very utilitarian decoys. You can see them. He has a booth up here on the top of the hill, and we are honoring Mike. He's another perennial Florida Folk Festival participant. We're honoring him for his significant contributions to our cultural heritage through his outstanding efforts in the creation of waterfowl decoys. Michael Berg.
Why do you get the podium?
Go ahead. Take it.
I'm already stunned and amazed and shocked. It's not often that a decoy carver gets held up by Johnny Cash's kid. But here I am, and very proud to be here. I'll be very brief, but I do want to talk about heritage for a minute, because that's why we're here, and that's what the Florida Folk Festival is all about, and that's what we don't want to forget here. All you really have in your life is your creator, your freedom, your family, and your heritage. Regardless of how important you believe yourself to be, in the end, all of us here in other places, we're just equal. In your very significant place of employment or assignment that you think that you're irreplaceable in, and when the clock hits 5 and you all head for the parking lot, we all do the same thing. We go to fast food places, we go to grocery stores, we go to school events, or we go to ball games, the things that surround our children. Then we go home and we clean bathrooms, wash dirty linen, make bratty children go to bed on time, And there is nothing about that that's really that important, because you can hire anyone to do any of it. But heritage is what is important. What makes me so proud, and I waited 35 years to get the Florida Heritage Award, is when I walked through my grandfather's decoy shop at a young age. I didn't even pay any attention to those decoys, didn't know anything about them. It was 21 years of age before I thought somebody ought to do that. And before they died, I went to the parts of Michigan where they lived and began to learn about decoy carving. That was 35 years ago. After being introduced to the Florida Bureau of Folklife, I understood the importance of me carrying on that tradition. And my aspiration was that one day to stand on this stage and be honored with the Florida Folk Heritage Award for my contribution not only to my grandparents and their parents before them, but also to myself and my family. Alex Haley once said that every time an old person passes, it's like a library burning down. Think about that for a minute. Every time an old person passes, it's like a library burning down. Older folks, well, some of you out there, I watched a lot of you grow up here carving ducks, you know, but that's here and there. Older folks have a wealth of information they need to pass along. And that's what sorts us out in our society, what we contribute to the generations to come. I want to thank those people that made the Florida Folk Heritage Award possible, because it goes further than this hill, and it goes further than tonight. And it's worth mentioning if you've been a part of the Florida Folk Festival as long as I have. I see mothers of kids out here that are now working on sound crews and doing audio here that I taught when they were just toddlers how to carve decoys. I want to thank those people that made it possible for me and possible for the Florida Folk Festival. First of all, my best friend, my partner, my woman, my wife, Leah, out there in the audience somewhere, waving her hand. Two of my four children, Hunter and Timber, and my mother, who could not be here.
Hi. Are you getting a horrid award too?
I want to thank Will McLean, Cousin Thelma Bolton, Barbara Beecham, Tina Bukovalas, Greg Hansen, Bob Stone, Ken Crawford, Dave Reddy, John Kay, Brent Torres, Renee Mitchell, Walt McKenzie, Martha Nelson, Laura Stone, Gambu Rogers, Don Grooms, Whitey Markle, Bobby Hicks, Frank and Ian Thomas, Jenny Fitchum, Marie Nosfinger, Mike Simpson, Dan Marshall, Curly Deakle, Nancy Morgan, and for years, our signers. Kris Kristofferson put in the lyrics of one of his prominent songs, "If you waste your time talking to the people who don't listen to the things that you are saying, who do you think's going to hear? And if you should die explaining how the things they could be, or the things that they complain about, are the things that they could be changing, who do you think's going to care?" So, to all of you out there who are a library and a wealth of information, grab hold of someone who will listen and teach them. Teach them your heritage so that they might take it along with all its value, regardless of its music, cooking, white oak basket making, textile spinning, herbs, blacksmithing, carving, or some form of art. Give someone else something that is important to us all. The two old gentlemen that taught me, I hope, are up there smiling tonight. that at least the legacy that they passed along did go along. My wish to all of you tonight is that you may be wrapped in the Creator's blanket forever. And I wish to thank you all for being a part of the Florida Folk Festival and honoring me with your presence. Thank you so very much.
Okay, well, let's hear it one more time for those Folk Heritage Award recipients. Thanks a lot, and enjoy the rest of the show. We got some hot fiddling coming up. Thank you.